Gimel Amud Aleph. So you mustn't take this as seriously as you're taking it, says Rabbi Elazar, because the truth is that Mi'arba Amud Ad Shmona indeed is different than the case of Shmona Ad Shesh Esrei. Because even where you're dealing with the Karachat HaKeren, and we said you have to be Marfik at 16 Amos, but that doesn't mean that it has Mamash Din of Kilayim in the middle. Any area that's within 4 Amos of the Keren, indeed, is going to be Asher Umekadesh. So that's because you have 4 on either side. So if your Karachat HaKeren was really only 8 Amos, Enochinami would be pure Kilayim, because it's within 4. But Mishmona Acheshesre, even though we offered it as a Karachat HaKeren, there is still no halacha of the it's being offered b'diavad, because it's really, you're right, it really is not considered to be a true Kilayim, because it's not within 4 of the... So all they said was l'chatchila, it's offered. Now we're talking about on either side over here.
So you said from
4
under, and then you went
from
8 to 16.
Because I'm talking about on the side. But if you only have 8, you're within 4 by definition on either side. So it's also to do, but it's not Mekadesh. Mekadesh Pentu Gdash is the lesson of the prophet. So when we talk about the Isra for Karam, we always use the word Mekadesh. That's the way the Torah uses
it.
Yeah. Correct. Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, says, you know, it comes out that Asher, the Rebbe Eliezer, Ben Yaakov, is essentially saying what the Kamei is saying, isn't he? I mean, what does Rebbe Eliezer Ben Yaakov say over here? That there's a nafkamina between Chorva and Tse'it, right? So Rebbe Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Omer, Afiyu Chorva and Tse'it, Ein Ben Shura L'Chavetah, Sheshet Se'yama, Lo Yavizer L'Shan. Now, explain to me how this works. We started off with 3 rows. The only cases that we had before that we were talking about Karachat HaKeren, we had a case of 7 rows. Right? We had 5 rows of 7, if you want to look at it. Okay, but over there, the point was that no matter how you look at it, when I took out the middle rows, I still had a Karen on either side. Over here, I only start off with 9 vines, right? So then I take out the middle row. So where's the Karen? How do I get a Karachat HaKeren without a Karen? All I have is a row of vines. I want you to tell me there's 10 vines. Fine, but I have 1 row. Oh, that's a Karen. Huh? So, am I not right in saying that it boils down to saying that he holds like Beit Shammai? Because Kabbalah Beit Shammai, I'm Rushurachat Karen. Okay, Rebbe has a Minyakot, I'm Rushurachat Karen. I mean, he seems to be saying that the 2 single shurot that remain on either side, once it's Chorva and Tse'it, are considered to be a Karachat HaKeren. Nobody would have held that to the way.
5 vines.
Whatever, fine. So, but certainly, according to Beit Hillel, I don't care how many vines, I even had 100 vines, it still would be Gefen Yechidi. So it's only Kishat Vachim. I mean, this is really wild. So it comes out that there's no, I mean, we said before, it has to be Vahusha Bami Mata Karem Gadol, we said it didn't, right? Right up at the beginning. And we went through the whole thing, rows 1, 2, 3, what would happen, how many places you had, benayim, and so on. But you certainly had to have a Karem at least on the 2 edges. You know, you don't have a Karem anywhere unless you're all that big Shammai, right? So this is really crazy. Nashman is following with, indeed, only according to Beit Shammai. Says the Gemara, well, but something bothers me. I mean, Mother Shach, Karam Gadol Asur Bishmona, Karam Katan Asur Bishmona. You're saying like this, that if you start off with 3 shurot, which is a Karam Gadol, or whether you have now 2 shurot, you're saying our Chaka is Shesh Esrei Amos. Isn't that what you're saying? Because now, according to you, if 1 shura is a Karam, so even now if you put 2 shurot, one next to the other, you would still need, just because of the harkaka from the first karen to the second karen, you would need 4 amos, correct? So in other words, as long as you don't have 8 amos between them, so by definition, that whole thing is going to be usher. It doesn't matter whether it's a karen gadol or a karen katan. Because anyway, 8 amos is usher, no matter what. So if you're telling me that 8 amos is usher, then you're saying it would be usher even a karam kasha. But I thought that the Dinas Karakata Karen was referring to Karen Gadol, where you had three rows. Now you're telling me that, because Lukatila we thought that what is happening is only because I had defined it as a Karen Lukatila, and then that gave it a Dinna of Sheshes Re'amah, so I have now this Dinas Karakata Karen. But if, according to you, even one straight row is a Karen. I don't need to define anything in a Karen. A row is a Karen. So if it's a Karen, then anyway it ushers eight Amos in between. Not because of Karakat a Karen. It ushers eight Amos, come hell or high water, it ushers eight Amos. Ches Amos, right? So it doesn't really matter to me what you call it. You can call it whatever you want. There's no way that even if I market these two things, let's say I market these two things eight Amos plus an inch, I can now plant it. I still can't plant an inch. Because I have to be marking on either side arm Amos. I can plant an inch. But the whole thing of Karakata Karam, I mean, the meaning of Karakata Karam is that if I have this amount, it's Asher. And the moment that I go outside of the Karakata Karam, now it's bottle of the Karakata, like we said. Now I can plant in it as if it's Geffen Yechidim. But the way you're learning it, there's never Geffen Yechidim. There's always a Karam on either side because there's a row of vines on either side. And you're saying, he's going because you make Karam. So then it turns out that a Karam Tartan also has an Isser of eight Amos no matter what. Which means if you want to plant in the middle of a Karam of 8x8, you're going to need 16. Because you're always going to have to be marking the other eight. So then that means that there's no concept really of a Karakata Karam being different for a Karam Gadol and a Karam Tartan. Now how does that work? So Karam Gadol has a Bishmona, and now Karam Tartan has a Bishmona. Rav Yudin says, that's not the point. You're right in saying that you need eight Amos. But the point, however, is that when it comes to a Karam Gadol, you see, once you go outside of the eight Amos, you can't plant a darn thing. But when you come to a Karam Tartan, you're absolutely right in saying you need the eight. But if you have eight and an inch, that's the point that we're making. At least you could bring Zera in there. That's the difference. You're correct in saying that the din of Karakata Karam really isn't the way we thought. It was an all or nothing thing when it came to the shur on either side. But it still does make a difference, doesn't it? Because Shmona Amos is Asher, and Shmona Amos V'chol Shuhu is Mutter. So it's not exactly the same in the sense that the Sheshes Re'amot would indeed be Matir the whole area in between, but fine. East the boy Neymar. There are some who wanted to understand the words that we have over here, in which Ilu Mitzila Nata Mata Sheshesrei Al Sheshesrei Hayam Mutar B'Shmona Amot. So what they were saying is that if you had these two shuros for Chatzila, and you had between them 16 amot, and it would be mutter to plant in between, because once you were marking from either side, you were marking. Mashainking, if it was Chorav, the whole thing would be Asher. That's all the difference is. In other words, all that we're saying is, you're right, there's always going to be eight that's Asher. But the meaning of the Mishnah isn't that there's a difference in a Shir of Shmona or Sheshesrei. The meaning of the Mishnah is, eight's always Asher, but when you have 16, there you get this tremendous jump. Because once it's 16, then it's only the eight that remains Asher. In other words, it's not the way you were thinking that a Karakata Karam is an all-or-nothing proposal, right? Because the truth is, no matter how far away, even if it's 100 Amos away, you need 4 Amos on either side anyway. So that eight to give. We thought that the Karakata Karam is Mevata the whole Karam, which would be true, but not obviously not according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. According to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, all that he's saying is that we do have a jump in which everything is also up to 16 by a Karakata of a Karam Gadol, and everything becomes mutter, the eight in between meaning becomes mutter in the Karam Gadol. That's all we say.
Threshold
point. Right. And that's the difference between the Karam Gadol and the Karam Kata. Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, b'shem Rav Yochanan, also said, ask Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov to Beit Shammai. No, I don't think that's the chat, the way you've been learning. You have to take a look at another element of Beit Shammai over here. Because the truth is that we said before Beferish, if you remember, back in the beginning of the parak, so we have Kahana Omar, Kitzilat Mata'an, Asuranata. But there's no difference between a galactic term and pointing at the Tefillah this way. It said that Bechame Omrim Tchilat Matato Esrim the Arba, and Churbano Esrim the Arba, and Rabbi Yochanan and Tainus Bechame is Matmir the Churbano Yoter Mimamata. If you plant it, look at Tchilat Sheshesre, whereas Churbano is Esrim the Arba, right? So that, you guys are not taking into consideration, that makes a major difference. The way to understand this is that really, because what you're doing is you're saying there's a difference between planting a levatzila and having a karakatakarim, but there is no difference. Unless what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is saying is that he's machmir b'chur bano, just like Beit Shammai said. Just like Beit Shammai, come on to Beit Shammai, machmir b'chur bano, yotemi mata'ato. But over there he said b'chur bano, it's 24. This is Rabbi Yochanan again, remember, this is Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said in the beginning of the parak, but whereas Beit Shammai would hold that Karakat HaKerem is 24, he would hold that planting a Kerem Godel L'Katkila is 16. So in the same way that Beit Shammai is Masner B'Churbono, meaning when you have a Karakat HaKerem, more than when you're being Mematato L'Katkila, Cain with Eliezer ben Yaakov, Masmir B'Churbono, Yoter Mematato. So therefore, if you began, so the way to understand is like this. If you, when he says, had you done it, lechatzila, in other words, if lechatzila, you had planted three, and now you have the middle being charuv, so the ones that were there had a din of kerem, you're right. It would not be that. But as Ben Yaakov says, that kerem is a kerem like Beit Shammai, in terms of being chovesh, the area in the middle, to make it a makarakata kerem. But when he said that if you would have planted lechatzila too, over there you would not have been Machma like Beit Shammai. Because Beit Shammai himself, you'll notice, makes a distinction between planting L'Katkila and Karaka. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov also makes that distinction. But he does not agree with Beit Shammai. In other words, what he says is like this. You're coming to plant the vines L'Katkila, a Shura is not a Karen. You had a Karen, a Shura retains the din of the Karen. That's what he's saying. That's a whole different way of looking at it. In other words, what the thing that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is adding, and what surprised us, what made us think, oh, he must agree with Beit Shammai, is that a shura that remains of a karen has a karen the same way, according to Beit Shammai, the shura would have been a karen even in Katsila. But look, even Beit Shammai agrees there's a difference between the korban and the original mata. I'm also saying there's a difference, and I disagree with Beit Shammai. I agree with Beit Shammai. And in order to have a kerem, you need to have two shurot. I'm only saying that when it comes to a karakat kerem, there you're wrong. You don't need the remainder of a whole kerem. That would have been a kapsila kerem. One shura also remains a kerem if it was once a kerem. That's what I'm saying. So then that makes beautiful sense. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is saying, oh, had you planted it a kapsila, it would not have been a kerem at all. And therefore, once it was eight amos, you could plant the whole darn thing, except for Shisha Tvachit. That avoids your whole problem. Your problem was, if it's a kerem anyway, it's Osir 8. So even the Chatzila would have been Osir, not because of Karacha, but because you have to distance yourself Arba Amos. So what are you talking about? Anyway, it's exactly the same thing. Now we're saying, no, not at all. The Chatzila, the Din of 8, defines whether it's a kerem or not a kerem. Because one Shura is not a kerem. But once it was defined as a kerem, then a machinami, having one on either side, requires 16 in between. Beautiful shot. Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rav says, you should know that mutar azera, it's just that it's asur rizroa. When Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir, when they say that it's not mitzvah, no matter how many vines you have, it's not mitzvah more than eight amas, which is how we passed it. You should know that all he's talking about is b'niavad. In other words, that the zera will be mutter in such a case. But l'katchila, they're also mutter, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir, that l'katchila about the issue of planting, that in Afinami, the rabbanim are right, and that 16 in a karam gadol would asher. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem rat, he says, hilchasa, and this is how we passed him, la alocha, that both are mutter. Mutar azera, mutar mizroa. There's no shear of 16 unless you started off with a karam. And you're dealing with a karak of a karam. But to make a karam, even if you've got a lot of vines, it has to be with an eight. Rabbi Chiya Barashi, b'shem Rav, says halacha to Rabbi Meir or to Rabbi Shimon? Well, yes, but you didn't tell us. Are you saying mutar azar, mutar lizra'ah? Or is it that mutar azar, but it's still us and lizra'ah? I mean, all you said was the halacha. We're talking about a little bit more detailed question. Well, Yimadi Amar Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Ba reported that Rabbi Barashi did him a favor and came to measure his vineyard personally to see whether it had a shame of a karen or not. And he was mashachli, he brought his own ruler, and he was measuring out carefully mata shmona al shmona, and he was ready to be mata me to plant if it was, as long as it was shmona. Had on with the azar, with the mizra. Obviously, one just off the shmona. It's not a care. As you look in the look up
to you.
Yeah,
I
argue.
There is nothing in the town Gadola, according to.
Of course there is, but it has to be eight. All the vines are within eight of each other. He argues on the Tanakh, he says it at 16. Rav Huna, Zohar Kamei Kratim. The strangest thing was that Rav Huna planted Kratim in his vineyard. Huh? Me'inu Asim Mishum Tilayim. Here's tremendous Kiddush. Ma'ar V'van Havim. They were Mu'ur Vav. Meaning, instead of planting his Kerem the way a normal person plants them, in a row, he planted them at random. So once they were planted at random, even though they were in the shear of Shemona, you don't have a karam. This doesn't look like a karam. You just have a lot of separate vines. And therefore, he was able to plant in between, right in the middle of this vineyard. Because it's not a vineyard.
Not rows.
It's not rows, and therefore it doesn't have the hold in of a karam. So when we say Shemayim, Kineget Shemayim, that whole halacha, we mean exactly what we said. They have to be mekuvanot. And all along we were talking about mekuvanot, which direction are the vines planted. If you have vines that are planted in alternate, so they look like a chessboard, that's why we send an our mission over here, the other guy's vines across the road were mekuvan connected to your vine. But if they're not mekuvan, it doesn't make a count. Agricultural benefits, not Quranic benefits. It can't work in a mekuvan care. Because you simply can't pull your wagon between. Yeah. Well, wait, what do you mean? Okay, fine. So we treated them like a Geffen Yechidus, but they ain't up with all the Geffen Yechidus. I mean, there's still, a Geffen Yechidus still requires Shisha Tvachim, so I mean, didn't that really mess him up? How would he be able to just plant, like, loosely? It says Mashmanei wasn't even mocked. Yes, because he'll take Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael owner ain't up with the Geffen Yechidus at all, and he would sell that on Rabbi Yishmael. But about the Dalton Rami, says Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yidi B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, because he was in Bavel. And Allah Divrei Mishu Meitzo B'Chutz La'aretz. Even though we have an Issur Kelayim, but when it comes to the Dinim of Chutz La'aretz, we always go L'Kula. On Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, B'Tanoi Taman, Allah Divrei Hameitzo B'Chutz La'aretz. And Rav Huna, being in Chutzlaretz, was able to be same on the Das of Rabbi Yishmael. And being as we pass like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Yavuz Mutra Filu L'Chatchila, to go ahead and to be Zoreya in this case.
And
Hadron Allah, Perak, Karaka, Hakeh. Believe
that. Is that Rav HaMichael?
No, it's a special looking drawing. Yeah, aren't you saying it's up? We're not going to start then. Find something.
Find
something. Find something. Unutuot yokatan, hareza nikrat karen dal, should say. So when you have now some of the gifanim die out, as long as you have within an area of Beit Sa'ar, 50 by 50, 2,500 square amas, you have a karen, you have enough, in other words, 10 gifanim, and you have a place where there's still mitzvot kalacha, in other words, two shurot, your stein, kineg stein, back on your feet on out. It retains its din of a karen, except that we call it a karen dal. So in other words, you'd still have to be marking any one of these 10 divines in the Beit Shah, there'd be marshals from the whole area. Arba Amos and not Shishat Tefachim. Because having once been properly in the Torah, once been given a Shem of the Karim, a Harav in part does not take away a Din of the Karim. As long as you have the minimal fear, that's the Torah Tzio Chasam. So there's a Nikra, Karim Dal. Then it should say, Karim Shuhuna Torah Yerbubia. And once again, we've introduced our Mishnah with the closing of the previous Karim. If a Karim was planted not in rows, but rather at random, so if there are within this random distribution a place where we do have Shtayim Keneged Shalosh, which would be Shtayim Keneged Shtayim Lechem Yotzei Zanav, then that gives the whole area then of a Karim. And it's not viewed as a Ruvia because we could see sufficient that there's Seder in it, and the rest are viewed as like a Karim Dal extension. But in Lav, the whole thing is Eino Karim. Rabbi Meir says, I don't go for this jazz. If this thing, Govu Mirik Etavnit Kramim, the thing to people looks like a vineyard, so they think the guy's a lousy farmer. So what? Arezei Karim. That itself, you can't say that the din of the Karim that people view as a Karim shouldn't be a Karim, since the whole halacha is based on the way it looks and the way it's told. The people identify this as a Karim, and therefore it should be ushered to be continued. Even though it's not the